America's podcast for Thursday, 10th of August, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by senior editor Ignacio Sotolongo. Hello again, Ignacio.
Greetings.
This week's podcast will be over the crude oil market. It seems that West Texas Intermediate is appearing to try to push over $50 a barrel right now. Could you elaborate on that?
Yes, of course. What we're seeing here is a tightening of the intermonth spreads, suggesting the fact that inventories are drawing down enough to where the market sentiment is becoming more positive. And traders and investors have been trying to push WTI, the U.S. benchmark, above the psychological $50 barrier. Unfortunately, it happened earlier today, but it failed to follow through to the upside. And then some profit-taking pushed the benchmark back down to the high $49 level. But what we're seeing here, not only, remember, there is also Brent, which is the global benchmark. The global benchmark actually flipped into backwardation. Remember, contango means weakness in the front, and backwardation means more strength in the front month. Brent flipped into backwardation, and when you have a backwardated market, it discourages storing barrels. If WTI were to flip into backwardation, it may increase the destocking of supplies. A few months ago, the WTI contango, the intermonth spread, was close to 50, 60, 70 cents. Now it's narrowed to about 10 to 15 cents, suggesting that the investors are trying to push that front month into backwardation.
Is there anything that refiners or traders are looking forward to in the near future?
That's interesting. U.S. refiners have been running pretty close to flat out. The recent EIA statistics show refineries, U.S. refineries, running at around 96% of capacity. That is huge. Not only that, they have been running or refining about 17 million barrels per day. That doesn't leave much of a surplus. Remember, U.S. is producing a little over 9 million barrels per day and refining 17. So there is about 7 to 8 million barrels that have to be imported. Of course, Canada is a major supplier, Mexico, and in some ways Saudi Arabia. But there is enough demand for crude oil in the U.S. and also demand for refined products, not only domestic, but also for export. The U.S. have been exporting a lot of refined products, mainly diesel, to other countries, mainly South America. Remember, WTI is a benchmark, but you also have the domestic production outside shale crude. You also have offshore, like LLS, which is light Louisiana sweet, or Mars, which is a sour barrels produced offshore. At the beginning of the year, LLS was trading at a premium to WTI of $1.30. Most recently, that premium has jumped to $2.75. Mars, which is sour grade, at the beginning of the year was trading at a $4 discount to WTI. In the recent past, it's trading at 35 cents discount. That means that there's a strong buying interest for your domestic grade, and that's mainly going to refiners. Or some of the barrels are being exported, but mostly going to refineries. The market sentiment, let's not forget that there is still a surplus, a global surplus of crude. But what we're seeing is market sentiment becoming less bearish rather than bullish. And that may be a reflection on the rebalancing taking place.
Thanks for the update, Ignacio.
My pleasure.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in the crude oil market or any of the other markets we cover, be sure to visit ICIS.com. And be sure to tune in for our next podcast.